Whenever a child wanted his dinner, he found it growing on a tree. And if he looked at the tree in the morning, he could see the blossom of that night's supper. Or at eventide, he saw the tender bud of tomorrow's breakfast. It was a very pleasant life indeed. No labor to be done, no lessons to be studied, nothing but sports and dances and sweet voices of children talking or singing. What was most wonderful of all, the children never quarreled among themselves. Neither had they any crying fits, nor, since time first began, had a single one of them ever gone into a corner and sulked. Oh, what a good time was that to be alive in! The truth is, those ugly little winged monsters, called troubles, which are now almost as numerous as mosquitoes, had never yet been seen on the earth. Perhaps the very greatest uneasiness which a child had ever felt was Pandora's vexation at not being able to discover the secret of the mysterious box. "Whence can the box have come?" Pandora continually kept saying to herself and to Epimetheus. "And what on earth can be inside of it?" "Always talking about this box," said Epimetheus at last, for he had grown tired of the subject. "I wish, dear Pandora, you would try to talk of something else. Come, let us go and gather some ripe figs, and eat them under the trees for our supper. And I know a vine that has the sweetest and juiciest grapes you ever tasted." "Always talking about grapes and figs," cried Pandora pettishly. "Well then," said Epimetheus, who was a very good-tempered child, "let us run out and have a merry time with our playmates. I am tired of merry times, and don't care if I never have any more," answered pettish little Pandora. "And besides, I never do have any. This ugly box, I am so taken up with thinking about it all the time. I insist upon your telling me what is inside of it."